Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wayne, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Like, as someone who is now an outsider, like, you're parachuting in for a few games to call Bulls basketball. What were the things that you were hoping to find out? What were your questions about the Bulls as you were putting your boards together for these games?
Yeah,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, I think basically just if they could hang with some of these teams in the Eastern Conference. I mean, their schedule really aligns at the beginning of the season to have all these tests, and they've passed them. You know, they beat the Knicks at home. They this crazy comeback last night against the Sixers. You know, they kind of laid a little bit of an egg in New York, but they also didn't have Dosunmu, nor did they yesterday. But I think they're checking a lot of boxes right now, and it's been fun to watch. And a lot of talk about Bouzelis going into the season, making his leap from year one to year two. But really, I think Giddey, the one who's making the big leap, that's taking those next steps, and he's elevated his game tremendously. He's really the star of their offense.
Did you feel last night, Wayne, that was even on the table, that comeback? Did Stacey feel like it was on the table? You guys must have discussed at halftime and during commercial breaks.
Yeah, we did. And, it's just because of the nature of the beast in the NBA that, you know, a 20-point comeback is really not crazy. You know, it felt like it in the moment. They were down by 24, and it kind of was a slow process comeback and was mostly all done in the second half. You know, I think the biggest surprise of it was how they shut down Philly defensively in the second half. I mean, the Sixers scored 75 points in the first half, and I think with 36 in the second half. So that was a huge swing in terms of what Philly was doing offensively. But we didn't really know what Embiid could do for four quarters, and it looked like toward the end he couldn't do a whole lot. I mean, he was moving pretty slow in the second half. And you could even notice him like kind of warming up before he even re-entered the game in the fourth quarter. There's still some issues there as far as getting him into midseason form. And Maxey lost his touch as they went along. The Bulls made some big shots. And, you know, we never did close the door. It wasn't like we thought, oh, this is over. But, you know, it was still an incredible thing to witness in real time because it took every bit to the finish line for them to pull it off.
Watching that game play out, and we're talking with Wayne Randazzo, who's sitting in for Adam Amin. How many more games are you going to call, by the way?
I think I have five more.
Sweet. All right, this is great. Yeah. All right, so watching that game play out in the third and fourth quarter last night, I felt like I was watching a Sixers team that just melted. They looked gassed, and I remarked like about the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter. I didn't know if the Bulls were going to be able to pull it off, but I knew that the Sixers were taking terrible shots after spending a majority of the game taking great shots and really pushing the ball up and down the floor. They got stagnant. The ball would get to Embiid. He was taking step-back jumpers. And you're going, that's not going to finish this team off.
Yeah, it really wasn't. And I think the Bulls did a nice job clamping down defensively. They got more physical in the second half, which helped. And I think that really slowed down Embiid as well. They really got the best of Vucevic in the first half. And then the second half, it kind of swung the other way where Vuce was getting some touches and poking the ball away from Embiid and kind of getting in his head as a defensive presence. You know, Bouzelis, Casey Johnson mentioned it going into the second half that, you know, Billy Donovan was kind of upset with how Bouzelis played defensively in the first half. And you could see a pep in his step defensively in the second half. They just got more physical, and I think that kind of slowed down what Philadelphia was able to pull off in the first quarter when they were just able to move around the court freely and make their shots, and everything was going smoothly for them. You know, on top of that, again, with Giddey, there is such a command that he has with this offense that he is able to slow things down and find the guys either that he's looking for to pass to or take the shots himself. It's extremely impressive to see how he really runs the offense, especially on a night where they didn't have Dosunmu for the second straight game and haven't had Kobe White at all this year. You know, Giddey has been able to keep things under control, and he's turning into a special player.
Oh, this is great stuff with Wayne Randazzo. Wayne, you just stepped right into the dynamic between Lawrence and I as two talk show hosts regarding this game. As he was asking the question about the Sixers playing poorly offensively and falling into some traps, which they did, I was shaking my head. And I'm like, but yeah, but the Bulls got more physical. And then Wayne answers the question and goes to the physicality and the Bulls defense. It was both, though, wasn't it? Like, there's probably a middle ground here. I love how physical that entire Bulls roster seemed to play in the second half. And that can make an NBA team then go into a shell and do some stupid things.
Oh, definitely. And I think we saw that yesterday. I think with Embiid in the second half, he felt like, yeah, maybe his legs were giving out a little bit, but also he didn't have control over Vucevic like he did early. You know, Maxey played so freely, and he can do so many things. He's so quick. But they were bumping him up a little bit in the second half. And I think some of the other guys, too, like Grimes and Oubre, guys who got some good looks in the first half, they weren't getting anything off in the second half because of the physicality. So that definitely contributed into the Bulls clamping down defensively, and it opened up the Bulls offensively. Plus, they have such a togetherness about them. Like, they are really all for one and one for all in a way that most NBA teams aren't. And they believe in each other. Like, you know, when the last guy on the bench is out there, there's still a belief that he can help and contribute and get the job done in some way. You know, Jalen Smith played effective minutes yesterday. Okoro, even though he's a starter, he's still a guy that comes in and out. And he really had a big presence felt on the defensive end, and then he made a couple of shots too. So, you know, all the way around, I think this team, maybe you look at the stars that the Sixers are able to put out there, and you can see how maybe they don't compete head-to-head in that way. But from a team standpoint, you know, we've seen the Bulls play really well together, and I think that showed up big in the second half.
It's kind of amazing that the Bulls were able to pull this off, Wayne, considering that it wasn't a great night for Modest Bouzelis. I'd love to know, now that you've called a couple of Modest's games, you've obviously been doing all sorts of work on him, what's fair for us to expect, and what are the things that you like about his game?
That's a good question. I've been trying to figure that out, too. What is fair about what the expectations are? You know, he puts all these on himself. Like, he wants to win Most Improved Player. He wants Billy Donovan to challenge him to be a better defender. So you kind of use his guidelines and say, well, okay, if you think you're going to be the most improved player, or if you think you're going to be a top defender, then I think that's where we should judge you. On the other hand, there are still some steps that he needs to take and some fullness that he needs to add to his game. I do think he's at his best when he's attacking the rim and he's able to go straight to the basket with some authority. But there's another side that, as far as the physicality, when he's got the ball, that he has to make sure he can draw fouls and that he's earned some respect around the league to do that and to go bump up against some of these guys and get some calls, because he really hasn't. Although he's been fouled way more than have been called against in favor of him, he hasn't been able to get some of those calls. So I think he still needs to take some of those steps offensively and defensively. But I think there was a different, just a different energy that he had in the second half last night, where he felt some confidence and he felt strong out there and he felt like he could make a difference. And he did as the game went along. And you kind of want to see that guy show up for all four quarters every night. I don't think we've seen that yet.
So before Wayne Randazzo was methodically taking over the world of live events as a play-by-play broadcaster, he worked here at The Score, and somebody called you the Randazzler. We heard Stacey King drop that last night, and it made us smile.
The Randazzler!
For kids, if you don't know, the Bedazzler was a really kind of mediocre, a sewing tool that let you fasten rhinestones and studs and patches onto clothes and other fabrics. And it was popular in the 2000s. Wayne, who called you the Randazzler first, to your memory?
I'm pretty sure it was Dan McNeil.
Okay. All right. And how you feel about the Randazzler and Stacey King having some Score DNA on the broadcast that made all of us smile? Want to make sure you're okay with that.
Yeah, of course. It's great. I mean, it's a funny nickname, and it's been something that, yeah, when I think Mac even said it before he returned to The Score. So it was something that he had said for a while. And it stuck, and, you know, it's always good to have something like that stick. You know, it's better than any other kind of name you could be called, which I'm sure has come across my plate as well. But it's fun, and I'm glad Stacey used it, and I'm glad Stacey's okay after a big thrill last night. You know, he was really hanging on for dear life toward the end of that game, and it was a big crash here at the finish when the Bulls made that last shot.
Yeah, Fred Sanford. Yeah, he went full Fred Sanford yesterday.
Oh, my goodness, Elizabeth! I'm coming again, Elizabeth! Oh, Lord! Oh, it's the big one, Elizabeth!
Hey, yo!
Yeah, he's getting the treatment on social for that call for a lot of reasons. Wayne, man, congratulations on this. We love that you're, you know, kind of back in Chicago doing some stuff, and it's super cool to have a night where you're doing TV, Zach's doing radio. Like it felt great, like as a consumer of Bulls basketball, to see you guys doing it.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's so cool for me to be able to call games for a hometown team. I've called games so many places now and on two different coasts, and, you know, to do it at home is extra special. And that was my first home game yesterday, so I don't think I could ask for a better one than that. So very, very fun night, and I appreciate that from you guys.
Thanks, Wayne. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Wayne. Yeah. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.